The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings.
Hello, I'm Price Wooldridge, and you're listening to Multiple Sclerosis News Today's audio news. These are today's news highlights curated by our editorial staff. Visit our website at multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com for more relevant news and patient perspectives. Long-term evobrutinib, safe, effective in relapsing MS. Long-term treatment with evobrutinib safely and effectively reduces the rate of relapses in adults with relapsing forms of multiple sclerosis, according to 2.5 years of data from a Phase 2 extension study. These findings, supporting evobrutinib's therapeutic potential in relapsing MS, were shared in an oral presentation at the 2022 American Academy of Neurology annual meeting, held in person April 2nd to 7th in Seattle, and virtually April 24th to 26th. We are working tirelessly on the future of MS treatments with evobrutinib, which targets both acute and potentially also chronic inflammation to prevent disease progression and achieve better outcomes for patients, said Jan Klatt, MD, Senior Vice President, and Head of Development Unit Neurology and Immunology at Merck KGaA, the therapy's developer, known as EMD Serono in North America. With new evobrutinib data at AAN, we now have 2.5 years of efficacy and safety data in patients with relapsing MS from the largest Phase 2 BTK inhibitor clinical trial, Klatt added. Evobrutinib works by blocking the activity of Bruton's tyrosine kinase, or BTK, a protein involved in the activation of certain types of immune cells in the body. These cells, particularly B cells, drive inflammation and the abnormal immune attacks that damage the nervous system in MS. The therapy, given as an oral tablet, is expected to slow or halt further neurodegeneration in people with MS. An earlier Phase 2 clinical trial had evaluated evobrutinib's safety and effectiveness in 267 adults with relapsing MS, including relapsing-remitting MS and active secondary progressive MS. Participants were randomly assigned to either receive evobrutinib in one of three regimens, specifically 25 mg once daily, 75 mg once daily, or 75 mg twice daily, a placebo, or Biogen's approved MS therapy, Tecfidera, or dimethyl fumarate. All regimens were given for 48 weeks, except for the placebo, which was administered for 24 weeks and followed by evobrutinib, 25 mg once daily, for the remaining 24 weeks. Top-line results show that the experimental therapy was generally safe at all three doses and that its highest dose, 75 mg twice daily, worked better than a placebo at reducing both inflammatory brain lesions and annualized relapse rates. The results specifically showed 0.11 relapses per year for the high dose after 48 weeks versus 0.37 for the placebo group after 24 weeks, or about 6 months. Also, 79% of patients in this highest dose group remained relapse-free after nearly 1 year of treatment. A total of 213 patients, or 80%, who completed the trial chose to enroll in its open-label extension study, in which all are receiving evobrutinib at 75 mg once daily for 48 weeks, followed by 75 mg twice daily. Previous data from the Phase 2 trial and its OLE study showed that the therapy's benefits were sustained for 2 years. The newly announced data concerned the 164 patients, or 61%, who completed at least 132 weeks, or about 2.5 years of treatment, in the OLE study. For those initially assigned to evobrutinib, the total treatment time was 180 weeks, or nearly 3.5 years. Results of the OLE study were shared in an oral presentation titled, Safety and Efficacy of Evobrutinib, a Bruton's tyrosine kinase inhibitor in relapsing multiple sclerosis, over 2.5 years of the open-label extension to a Phase 2 trial. Overall, the annualized relapse rate remained low, 0.12 relapses per year, during the 2.5 years in the OLE for patients assigned to the highest dose of evobrutinib in the Phase 2 study. Also, the therapy continued to be generally safe and well-tolerated, with no new safety concerns identified. Adverse events were reported in 77.5% of patients and considered related to evobrutinib in 27.7% of patients. 6 serious adverse events were treatment-related. Severe infections were reported in 9 patients. 3 of them were fatal, but deemed unrelated to the therapy. More than 2 years into the OLE study, more than 81% of patients had normal levels of antibodies, which are produced by B cells. That proportion was found despite B cell counts being maintained at low levels for at least up to 96 weeks, or nearly 2 years. Increases in the levels of liver enzymes, suggestive of liver damage, were reported in the first 3 months of OLE, but only in patients given 25 milligrams of evobrutinib or Tecfidera in the main trial. Higher than normal levels of enzymes, indicative of pancreatic inflammation, were detected in a low proportion of patients, but were not associated with clinical signs or symptoms. Evobrutinib safety and efficacy data over 2.5 years in the OLE study continued to show acceptable tolerability with no new safety signals and maintained efficacy in people with relapsing MS, the researchers wrote. The therapy is now being tested in more than 1,800 adults with relapsing forms of MS in 2 identically designed Phase 3 trials, Evolution RMS 1 and 2, whose top-line data are expected in late 2023. This news article was written by Marta Figueredo, Ph.D., on April 5, 2022. Click the link in the description below to read more on this and other topics of interest on the MS News Today's website. A Life in Letters, a column by Jamie Hughes, published on March 18, 2022. There's no such thing as perfect. We are a 3-cat household because, well, felines are awesome. They're entertaining and sweet. They love to give cuddles. And they're fairly self-sufficient. No baths or walks necessary. Just keep food and water in ample supply, and they're good to go. The only problem? Litter boxes. We have this issue handled thanks to 3 self-cleaning litter boxes called litter robots that are scattered around the place, both upstairs and down. We bought 2 of them refurbished, by the way, so that was a money saver. The cats use them, and 15 minutes or so later, the litter robots clean themselves. We open the tray twice a week, take the yucky stuff out in biodegradable bags, and that's that. Plus, the cats look like they're in little rocket ships while they're doing their business. We often sing buoys, Space Oddity, while they're in there. Total fun bonus for us. The only problem is the size of the things. They're large in order to accommodate all the gizmos required to make them work, and they have to have a power supply, so you can't just put them anywhere. Bedrooms are off limits, bathrooms too. One ended up in my office. Another is in my husband's, and they seem to be just fine in those spaces. But the third one doesn't really fit anywhere. We tried behind the sectional in the living room and in the corner of my library, which came out beautifully, by the way. No dice. We ended up putting it in the foyer, a kind of limited space in our house, next to the shoe shelf. Yeah, I know, it's far from ideal. I can't win them all, and that fact galls me. If you know anything about the Enneagram personality test, I'm a 3, and I like having everything handled. I'm a success-oriented soul who likes to come in top of my class and have all the right answers. So problems for which there is no good answer make me twitchy. You'd think I'd be used to it after 17 years of living with multiple sclerosis. I mean, problems and challenges kind of come with the territory after all. That's why a quote from legendary basketball coach John Wooden has always resonated so strongly with me. He once said, "Things turn out best for the people who make the best of the way things turn out." Yeah, MS is far from ideal, but it's part of my life whether I like it or not. Until a cure is found, it's my lovely little burden to bear. I had to make a choice between letting it dominate my days or living my life on my terms. I chose the latter, and it was the wisest thing I could have done. Has it been perfect? Heck no. Always pleasant? Hardly. But it's been okay. It's been my life, imperfections and all. Just like that ridiculously large litter box in the entryway, which I'm going to have to learn to live with if I want to keep that trio of needy cats I love so well. Sometimes we're faced with a problem for which there is no ideal solution. It's our job to roll with it, to make the best of how things turn out. And that's precisely what I'm going to keep on doing until my days are done. To read more columns from Jamie Hughes and our other contributors, visit our website at MultipleSclerosisNewsToday.com. Follow the link in the description below. This is MS News Today's Audio News. subscribe to our channel and never miss an episode. And if you're listening on Spotify, Apple, or Google Podcasts, hit save. Thanks for tuning in.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.